Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are discussing some of the resources that we have found invaluable in making our marriage and family work. And if you want to contact us by email, email us at 4@fourthstream.com.
And you can find this list. This is our list, and we honestly have just accumulated this over time. The concepts usually in the book are what help someone. There are a few perfect books and resources, but here are a few that we found helpful. First one, one that I've written, it's called Curious Journey. And it's really important to relate, and you can find it at fourthstream.com, but it's important to see not only where we individually fit into the big story, but where our families fit into the big story as well. So Curious Journey just kind of is like a macro picture in a very practical, simple way. It's actually something you can read with one of your teenagers and just say, hey, well, you know, what do you think about this? And what do you think about this story?
It's just the idea that your life matters and your life is your story. So we just call it your story, but really your life matters. And it's easy to think that your life is too small so as to be insignificant.
Right.
And it's just not.
This next book by Les and Leslie Parrott. What are the chances of that?
I know it.
But I've used this in premarital counseling and in counseling. And what's interesting about the concepts here in this book is that, you know, whether I'm talking to somebody who's been married for 20 years or somebody who's just getting married, I see some of the same themes. And I'm just going to read a couple of them here. The myths of marriage. Can you identify your love style? And have you developed the habit of happiness? I love this book. It's very simple, very straightforward. At the end of every chapter, there are questions. And if you're looking for a way to find some self-help together as a couple, Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts by Les and Leslie Parrott help you with the foundations for a strong marriage.
Another one that we've enjoyed is by Stacy and John Eldridge. It's called Captivating. One of the things I love about it is that they explain about basically how Eve was created in the garden. So that makes her different in some ways because she was, we're always trying to tame our husbands. And you know, that we can't stop doing that. That's just how we are. And husbands can't stop being who they are. But one of the biggest things I got out of the book was just that Satan came to Eve to deceive her. He was going after her because in some ways he'd been displaced by her beauty. She was the crowning beauty and he had been beautiful and he hated it. And the other reason he went after her is because she's the life giver. And so all these things that women bring to life, that to life today, are still the things that he's attacking.
It's Captivating by Stacy and John Eldridge. And I, for me personally, I think it's one of the best books I have ever read on understanding the heart of a woman and the nature of the issues that are in play there. Excellent book. And that a good companion to that, that, you know, we'll go through with, we go through that Captivating with gals and often with guys. I've had guys read it just to say, hey, check this out.
Well, the same way with John Eldridge's book, Wild at Heart.
Yes.
I think it's great for guys, but I think it's been really instrumental in helping women understand men. As I said, Eve was created in the garden. Adam was not. He was placed in the garden, and that's a part of why men just tend to have wilder hearts and why there's some natural tension between men and women.
Well, and it's kind of actually creepy where we live today, where we're trying to establish all of these things in synthetic, godless ways. And it's really sad because being in the role God made you to be in can be wonderful.
Right.
And if you enjoy a partnership with that, where a woman feels cherished, captivating, and where a man feels respected, wild at heart, you put those two things together, and it's a very powerful thing in building a family.
He also spends a great amount of time addressing what a man's greatest question is. And what is that question? I think it's that a man wonders, do I have what it takes?
Yeah, am I good enough? Absolutely. A couple of other books. This one, I'm as we're talking about them, I'm thinking about the different times we were in when we discovered these books.
But
this one, Shepherding a Child's Heart by Ted Tripp. the whole idea that you're not just trying to discipline your children or make them not be an embarrassment to you.
Right.
You are absolutely shepherding their heart, not just their behavior. That was so good for me to see that articulated in a book. In fact, it's so good. Shepherding a Child's Heart. I'm going to say it again. By Ted Tripp, Solid Parenting Principles, mm-hmm. about how to really work on the heart of what's going on in your family,
not
and in
just
your children's
behavior.
Life. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that this one's by Paul David Tripp. They're related, but it's two different mm-hmm. people. Don't want to trip you up with that. This one called Age of Opportunity. Mm-hmm. I thought Age of Opportunity was incredibly helpful because just in its title. How do you look at the teenage years? Are they something to be endured, or are they something that naturally God is causing to unfold so that your children can experience pre-adult and adult-like things in the context of our homes where mm-hmm. they can get the encouragement and the help from people who love them so that they can adapt to the things that they're experiencing?
Yeah, I love the title of that book too, Age of Opportunity, because all teens go through this phase, through this tunnel. And it's like we don't know what to do about it, but it really is a God-given thing. And it obviously, when someone says it's an age of opportunity, it's enlightening. You go, oh, yeah, it really is.
This next book, Every Man's Battle by Steve Arterburn, you know, we've raised teenage boys, a teenage girl, so mm-hmm. we're through all that, and now they have teenagers, emerging teenagers of mm-hmm. their own. And this book is frank, and it's direct, and every man is in a battle, but I tell you, you know, the battle, the heart battle, the moral value the moral values are being attacked in ways that really were unheard of when mm-hmm. when I was a young man. And I look at what's available to young men and young women as well.
Yes, yeah. Because there's a book, Every Woman's Battle, also.
Yeah, and so the sorting out, mm-hmm. you know, how does God, in fact, one of my things that I got out of this book as well as just thinking about it is, when I talk to young men that are struggling with issues related to purity, I'll just say, you know, have you thought about inviting God into the middle of it? Because he understands it. And they look at me like,
well,
I've never thought about that before.
And you're embarrassed. That's what you're hiding from God. So you feel like that's the part you have to clean up before you can come to God. So the whole idea of inviting God into that is like, oh my gosh.
Well, and that's
but it's the great thing about God. He wants to help us.
Well, and it's the great thing about Jesus, because mm-hmm. Jesus was tempted in all yeah. ways as we are. Yet he was found without sin. So he overcame. And he understands the pressure, but he also understands what it means to overcome those things. So it's a great book, Every Man's Battle, Steve Arterburn, Practical Help in Dealing with Our Obsessions, and there are
uh-huh,
many.
Uh-huh. A book that was good for me was called Affliction, and it was by Edith Schaefer. And I can remember a friend coming over and bringing it to me one day, and almost makes me cry. We had a son who had a heart issue, and it was the beginning of realizing that this was going to be a pretty long trek. She also had a son who had some issues, and so we could really connect on that. And she brought this book. I can remember she brought it over. It had yellow yarn around. It was just sweet. But the book is just about how God uses affliction to help us grow in our faith. Affliction also makes us sensitive to the pain of others, and it causes us, he's using it to trust in him alone. And it also just talks about that there aren't any easy answers. There is no pat answer for every affliction that comes along.
Well, when I think about these two books, because we have them listed together by Edith Schaefer, and mm-hmm. just the different impact that the Schaefers had in our life. The other one is What is a Family?
Yeah.
And there are just some very dear things there for mm-hmm. us that helped us to define what a family was. And part of that is that a family's messy, and it's mm-hmm. not going to be all neat and orderly.
And her family was messy.
Yes.
That's what's so encouraging about it. The same friend and I read this, and I can remember me saying, oh, she's kind of wordy. And she said, oh, I know, but you know, I read that paragraph and there's just something in that paragraph that hits me. And I laughed because those were the paragraphs I skimmed. So whether you find it wordy or not. I just got so many tidbits from her. You've maybe heard us talk about there are things that wild horses should not be able to pull, drag from your mouth, you know, as far as things that you say.
Bernie believes that.
Yeah, it's what I believe, but I got it from her. Just simple things like, are your kids kind of crabby at 4 or 4:30 before dinner? Don't give them a snack. Don't give them juice or a, you know, a lousy snack. Give them part of their dinner.
Yes.
It was simple things, but they changed my life. They were so practical. And just basically how hard relationships are. You have sick kids, you might have parents, but all those things are what make a family your family.
Here's that practical book that I remember having lots of conversations about. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot about this issue. And I think this book fired them for me. The Birth Order book by Kevin Lehman. Mm-hmm. And just talked about the general dynamics of the family. And that was very helpful to me.
Yeah. And it's an enjoyable read. You know, it's written by Lehman and he's humorous yet serious. He's the youngest in his family, so he's just able to sort of bring out all those things. Many of our reactions to the world are because of how we see it due to whether we're the oldest, the middle, or the youngest. And he just clarifies a lot of that. It's really helpful fun.
Here's a vilified author. Mm-hmm. Once the current culture got the picture on who he was, mm-hmm. James Dobson wrote many books and obviously did a lot of stuff through Focus on the Family. Love must be tough. Applying principles of dignity to home life. And, he wrote a lot of good stuff, assembled a lot of great resources, and really had an impact on a lot of families mm-hmm. that were trying to find their way in the midst of a very much a changing culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say that if you're in a marriage and you feel like you're the only one working on it, or if you feel like you've lost your dignity, you may find this book really helpful.
This one just makes me smile when I think about it. It's The Blessing by John Trent and Gary Smalley. And it was just so good for me to see the big picture on why families are the way that they are. You know, the Bible is filled with imperfect examples mm-hmm. of parenting. You know, that's why in Hebrews it says we had parents who disciplined us as they thought was right. But God disciplines us for our holiness. And that whole idea of passing on a blessing, that was revolutionary to me mm-hmm. because I didn't receive that. So it was something that I was in the dark about.
Right.
So to try to figure out what that meant and pass that on, that was huge for me.
Yeah, and they're really specific. You know, it's not just a general book of how to pass on a blessing. They talk about meaningful touch, the spoken message, attaching high value to your kids or to your grandkids. This is a great one for grandparents, too, this book. Picturing a special future for them, an active commitment, and just how does all that work out to be a blessing.
We're talking about family resources from our My Strong Homes.com workshop. You can find all that information. It's absolutely free to you. This is on page 69, and it's our family resource section. We're going to end with this one. This is an interesting book, a little bit controversial, maybe, you mm-hmm. know. It's called New Parent Power.
It's by John Roseman. And I got to tell you, it's for new parents, but it's also for parents who need some new ideas.
Right, when you're stuck.
Yeah, and if you've given up charge of your family, you know, he helps you get it back.
Yeah.
He has just some really good ideas.
So family resources, find your own, you know, just mm-hmm. These are some ideas. You can get this list pretty easily at mystronghome.com, but find your own list. And the best way to find resources is not just to search the internet.
No, it's not.
You want to find mm-hmm. credible people that can recommend those things to you, because there's all kinds of stuff out there.
That's totally unscriptural.
Yes, and might not be good mm-hmm. for you at all. We love you guys. We appreciate you listening to us. Bernadette and I just enjoy spending time mm-hmm. with you. You can find us at 4stream.com or go to 4stream.com and check out this episode.
That's right. Together we're finding hope at 4stream.com.